Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go there.
With Shira and Ryan.
Entertainment.
Music. Pop culture.
LGBT plus news. Let's go there.
Starts now.
Hello and happy Thursday. Oh my God. Wednesday. It's the belly button of the week.
What are you talking about?
I thought it was Thursday for a second.
No.
I'm losing track of time and my life. Yay! I almost thought I missed the belly button of the week.
Okay. It was cute when we said it the first couple of times.
And over
I think it's
again.
Done now. I think we're just like, now you're just trying to like make it happen. But Gretchen, fetch will never happen.
What?
It's a Mean Girls reference. Wow, mom is old.
Actually,
she's just not thinking today. Now like you're not in touch with the pop culture references that I'm throwing your way.
Yeah, obviously not. All right, you know what? I'm going to be going and watch Mean Girls again. Tonight is the night. It's happening.
No, you're not. You have way other things, probably other things to do to
well,
watch.
Why do those serious things when I can watch Mean Girls?
Are you
and
can
then
watch
I'm going to throw those references
else?
Back at you.
What? Okay.
Headphones just fell off.
Oh my God. Either way.
Are you a mess too? I feel like,
no.
You know what? You're not.
I feel great today.
Okay, good. I had breakfast with someone. I don't know if I want to get into this. It's a bit of a downer beginning of the show. We were talking about depression versus being depressed.
Oh, so you're still going into it, even though you said, I don't know if I want to go into it.
But I do feel like a lot of people feel this overwhelming sense of like, am I going in the right direction?
Well,
am
you know,
I doing
the right
thing?
You know, it's closer to the holidays. And it is to be. It is said to that around
the last
holidays.
4 months. It's like the last
the
few
year,
months of the year.
People do get a little bit sad because it's the end of the year. It's like, oh, did I accomplish everything
yes.
I wanted to accomplish? Am I where I wanted to
that's
be?
True.
So maybe that's a conversation that we have during our Let's Go There one year.
Look at that.
One day.
Brainstorming topics in real time.
I mean,
live.
It's pretty great. But besides that, though, today's been a great day for both of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
I think it's
I had
wonderful.
An acai bowl, so it was a good day.
And then, you know, I hate an acai bowl.
Really?
I do
See,
not,
I'm not right.
like it.
So I don't typically do the acai bowls, but there was a food truck outside the office, and I decided to go there, and it was very... good. It was pleasurable, and I enjoyed it.
Well, I just know that was some riveting content that everyone's listening to. But guess what, guys? There is like only what? October 6th? 4 more days? Is it
yes.
What day is it? Today?
Wednesday. Yeah. I told you. It's the
yeah,
belly
it's a
button
second.
Of the week.
It's a second. So only 4 more days until the end of our contest here, guys. In celebration of National Coming Out Day and the 1-year anniversary of Channel Q, we're going to be flying you and a friend out to L.A. for a weekend getaway. And guess what? If you're in L.A. or the California area, that doesn't mean you can't sign up. You got to go ahead and sign up, too, because you can just drive down here, come down here, or if you want to. You never know.
Staycation.
It's very cute. We're going to take you out in West Hollywood. For a happy hour at the world famous Abbey. We're going to put you up in an amazing hotel. And then, cherry on top, we're going to give you 2 tickets to LA's biggest and sold out event of the year. It's the We Can't Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Now, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, everyone that you can hear on Channel Q will be at this event.
Everyone
it's going
to
be everything.
Everyone basically killed it this year.
I mean,
like, how do we do that?
But guess what? Channel Q's only playing the best. So I'm just saying. So they're going to be in the building. Just go over to wearechannelq.com to enter to win. Like I said, the contest is over October 6th, so do not waste any time. Wearechannelq.com.
Okay, let's get into some what's trending in the news right now. And, oh God, I have a headache from all this stuff happening.
I honestly
in Washington, D.C.
love it.
It is, it might as well be like desperate. Not Housewives. What's another thing? The desperate...
No, it's Scandal.
Oh, it's Scandal.
It's Scandal.
It's just a reality show and...
It's everything. It's everything that, you know, you probably wanted in a daytime soap opera, but unfortunately, it's happening in real life, so...
Yes. So here's the latest. House Democrats announced they will subpoena White House documents that are relevant to their impeachment inquiry, and that will bring impeachment into federal courtrooms. So that's supported by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Then we have the other two. You're hearing a lot about the lead committee chairman, California's Adam Schiff. He's been a big name that's been thrown around.
Well, he's the one that is overseeing
exactly.
the entire impeachment process. Nancy Pelosi put him specifically in charge to oversee this process, and he's honestly doing a phenomenal job.
You like him?
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's doing a great job, and he's handling this situation in the way that I feel like it needs to be handled. Yeah. He's getting down to the business.
He is from the Intelligence Committee. We've got New York's Elliot Engel of Foreign Affairs. So they sent this letter to the White House today demanding material establishing, among other things, who in the administration knew about this July 25th phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian president, as well as, you know, leading up to it. So here's what he had to say.
We are concerned that the White House will attempt to stonewall our investigation, much as they have stonewalled other committees in the past. It's why I say the White House needs to understand that any action like that, that forces us to litigate or have to consider litigation, will be considered further evidence of obstruction of justice. And of course, that was an article of impeachment against Nixon, the obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress, that is. We will also draw the inference, though, as appropriate, that they are trying to conceal facts that would corroborate the allegations in the whistleblower complaint. So we'll have to decide whether to litigate or how to litigate. We're not fooling around here, though. We don't want this to drag on months and months and months, which appears to be the administration's strategy.
Okay, good to know. They don't want it to be that long, because I think that's the worry a lot of people have.
Because it is going to be a long process. And even though he's saying that, I think he's just being a little soft about it. The impeachment's going to take a very long time. There's things to go through.
If it even happens.
You have to find out all this information that continues to come out. We're in for the next 2 months. We're in for a ride. So...
Meanwhile, Trump live tweeted like it was an award show.
He also did a lot of things today. He went a little cray cray.
Yeah, so we're going to get into how crazy he went at this press conference. We'll be playing that clip after this. Plus, Bernie Sanders has put his entire presidential campaign on pause because of a health scare. So does that mean he's out of the race? Again, we're getting into that and what's trending in the news right after this.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, the new Channel Q.
It seems like Bernie Sanders is not doing well.
It doesn't seem like. Yeah, he's actually in the hospital.
Yes. We'll get into
details. He's got two stents. What? One stent, he'd be fine, but two, well, it's like bad?
Wow. Yeah, that's Ken Charles, the program director at KNX, who we love to have on for our news stories because he makes it entertaining. This is an entertaining story. We don't want to make fun of this.
It's a very sad story. He almost died, guys.
So he experienced chest discomfort last night, and following a medical evaluation, this is from his senior advisor, Jeff Weaver, he found he had a blockage in one of his arteries, and two stents, as you mentioned, were inserted. What does that mean? Like, they just, like, insert these?
They did heart surgery. They opened him up.
Basically, they go through your, if I'm not mistaken, they go through your thigh. They go through the arteries, and they put a stent in, and then they open it up, so it opens up the arteries and gets the blood.
So if you've watched Grey's Anatomy, Christina Yang did a very phenomenal job
what
on
episode?
That. It was in the earlier seasons when she realized that she loved hearts. Yes.
Well, so listen.
So did she use Bernie's health care or the congressional health care?
That was the joke we were wondering. And we don't want to make a joke about this. We're like, want to know the health care he
used. Listen, he's alive, so we're good.
Exactly.
So okay, seriousness.
But like, yeah, so listen, he's 78 years old. I'm tired just doing with my life, let alone you're that age and doing
more
stressful.
He works in government, and you're
saying,
comparing.
But I'm saying that at that age, people talk, we don't want to be ageist here, but it is a stressful job to be running for president, and like I could see it's a huge factor in him having an issue here and a health issue.
So it does bring up age and what could happen.
Right.
Look, he's 78. You know, heart problems for a 78-year-old are not out of the ordinary.
But let alone add all this anxiety and stress.
Sure.
I mean, no lack of sleep.
And this is the easy part of running
exactly,
for president.
Exactly, yeah.
Being president, you've seen what it's done to younger, healthier men. You know, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, they all look different after 4 years and 8 years than they did going in. It's the most stressful job in the world. And
yeah.
It's stressful for a 50-year-old, somebody who's almost 30 years older and now with heart problems. Yeah, I think it's an issue.
So with Bernie Sanders' kind of caliber, I mean, y'all, he's been doing this obviously for like basically decades.
Sure.
And I've joked on the show saying he's the oldest living millennial. But I do think it is something to be said about this happening in this moment, because he ran last year and nothing was reported that he didn't go through this. And now this year this has happened. Do you think this is going to affect, you know, voters. Do you think that's going to affect
if or his
people,
run in general?
Yeah, in any way, do they feel kind of scared at this point?
I think they have to ask the question that if Bernie Sanders were to get the nomination and get to the presidency, who is he going to pick to be a heartbeat away in case something happens to him?
Right.
And oh, by the way,
as a running mate, yeah.
Listen, regardless of health, that's the same question you have to ask about anybody, but especially somebody who is in their 70s.
Yeah, and so his team, they have said that they have suspended campaigning until further notice.
Well, yeah, it's hard to do that from a hospital bed. They can't just wheel him around, you know.
That would be making history. But so does this mean it's over? I mean,
no.
At this point.
I mean, look, we're 360 days, whatever it is, away from somebody casting the real ballots in November.
Uh-huh.
We're a few months away from anybody, you know, from the Iowa caucuses, from New Hampshire, from South Carolina. There is plenty of time. And in today's society, with the way, I mean, it's only a stent. It's not like open heart surgery or something. He will probably be up and campaigning in weeks, not months. And
but can he take off? Like, isn't gonna?
Now that Ryan had mentioned this off the air that he has looked tired. Well,
yeah.
Sure, when you have a blockage of an artery or two arteries, that's gonna do that to you. So you know what? He may come back literally looking like 2016 Bernie Sanders, not tired, full of energy because the blood is pumping through his system 100% because of the procedure. So in today's medical society, this could absolutely just re-energize him as far as, you know, will the voters hold it against him? No more than him being 78.
All right. Well, also, we want to talk about this while we're here. No, now knowing that he sells a shot.
Absolutely.
I don't think he does. I don't know why my mic was off, but I don't think he does.
Well, not because of his heart, though.
Yeah, I don't think he has a shot in all of it together.
This
but
didn't
I,
help.
I,
this situation.
Yeah, I don't think it helped. I think that's been the same thing that we've seen surrounding Joe Biden. It's the ageist thing. And I think a lot of times people feel like he is very progressive in what he can bring to the table, but I do think this is going to slow him down.
Listen, this is a bad example, but Bernie may have been just a one-hit wonder that what worked for him
for
in 2016.
Sure. He's most definitely a Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, it's the same act in 2019, soon to be 2020, and you got to reinvent yourself. You've got to add something to it, and it's the same shtick.
And he can't just scream louder. He can't just scream louder.
No, and he can't point his fingers, and he can't get red and, you know, make Larry David look good.
All right, so let's move on to someone else who had a pretty bad day, Trump, and he had this crazy press conference where things really started to get out of hand over a reporter, this guy Jeff Masters, his question about impeachment.
The question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the President of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which
did
was,
you hear
what
me?
Did you want
did you hear
to...
me?
Yes,
ask
sir.
Him a question.
I will. But
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
No, sir, I don't want to be rude. I just wanted you to have a chance to answer the question that I asked
I've
you.
I've answered everything. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media that we have in this country. And I say in many cases, the corrupt media, because you're corrupt. Much of the media in this country is not just fake, it's corrupt.
Okay.
And you have some very
So what did you think?
So, well, I think, do we have to go to, we don't have to go to a break, do we? Okay, so we're going to go, we're going to get your take onto this. We're going to move this over into What's the Tea. We're going to get this, your take.
Okay.
Because I want to know. It has
this
to happen.
Is the tea.
So we will be right back.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, the new Channel Q.
The question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the President of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which
was, you hear
what
me?
Did you want
did you hear
to...
me?
Yes, sir.
Ask him a question.
I will. But
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
No, sir, I don't want to be rude. I just wanted you to have a chance to answer the question that I asked
you. I've answered everything. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media that we have in this country. And I say in many cases, the corrupt media, because you're corrupt. much of the media in this country is not just
okay.
Fake,
that was President Donald Trump running his mouth today at a press conference.
I love that word.
While the president of Finland was just sitting there being like chuckling because he was had a front row seat at the madness that ensues on a daily basis here in the United States of America.
He had the best. You can't buy that seat. Yeah. You know, you only got to get elected or take over a country to get that seat. I mean, he got to see it all. You know, and you heard him chuckle when it happened. And then later in the conversation, another reporter asked, you know, well, you got to ask a question of the president of Finland. Okay, I will. Knowing this Ukraine thing and that the president is asking for favors, what favors has he asked you?
Yeah. By the way, Ken Charles, again, is with us right now from KNX as we continue to dive into the crazy news of the day.
I mean, listen, it's a unique situation.
It is.
And, it you know, the Democrats are in a really, really, really bad situation because they can't not do something, but doing something may be the worst thing that they could do. Look at Bill Clinton. After Bill Clinton was impeached, his approval rating went to 70-something percent. Okay? Because it rallied not only his base, but it rallied the people in the middle.
Loved him. Black people loved him.
And racists love Donald Trump.
That's true. That's very true. But I do think that's interesting to be said that, because Hillary Clinton was on The View today. She did like this whole exclusive with her daughter because they have a new book coming out. She spoke about kind of, she feels that Democrats, it is something that they should be doing now. Impeachment is something they should be going forward with, but they have to handle it in such a delicate way that it can't be, there literally can't be any type of hair misplaced.
If they stop governing, I mean, look, they were working through some things as they got control of the House that were going to the Senate. Some things Mitch McConnell was stopping, some things they were not stopping. Mm-hmm. But if they just stop and for the next 9 months, all it is impeach, 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 and they're not doing the business of the American public, and the Republicans can run on that. And remember, this isn't just about Donald Trump. This is about districts like Katie Porter's and some others that were very, very red districts that went blue in 2018.
And that's huge, yeah.
Yeah, but they could go back again.
They can. Just the way they switched, they could switch right back.
Absolutely. And now all of a sudden, you could be looking at a situation where the Republicans are in control of the House and the Senate again. So the Democrats have to play this really, really well, not only against Donald Trump, but district by district, state by state.
Well, I guess you're saying that obviously Democrats have to play it really well, but, you know, we just heard Adam Schiff saying, you know, they're being stonewalled everywhere they're coming in attempts to try to actually do something here. So when should they just give up? What's the other side of this? Because if they have to be very strategic and have to be careful and they don't want it to come back and bite them in the ass, how do you handle that?
Well, like I said, they have to continue. If the only message they have is impeachment for the next 9 months, that's bad.
Yeah.
Impeachment is just one part of it. They've still got to try to govern the country and not let things bog down. And if people see that they're not only going for impeachment, but they're running the country and showing the differences on policy issues between the Republicans and the Democrats, they show that they're trying to govern, they won't lose. You know, look, 42% are going to vote for him. 42% are going to vote for whoever the Democratic candidate is. It's the 16% in the middle.
That's going to really change it.
Yeah, because he's not going to lose that base.
Yeah.
The Democrat, whether it's Hillary, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Buttigieg, whoever, they're going to keep that base. Now it's the middle. It's that 18, 16, 20% of whatever it is.
Some of those people might not even want to vote, and they might just have given up. Well, to be honest, there's a lot of give uppers.
It doesn't really seem that way because Trump, I mean, we're talking about it later in the show, but Trump just raised like $125 million for his Q3. So it is a scary thing to see, and I know you've been saying this every time you come on this show, but you feel like Trump is going to get reelected. But honestly, it's really starting to feel that way. Like, no one's going to be able to take down this big kind of monster that's kind of,
You know, Bill Maher has said that the Democrats don't play dirty like the Republicans, and they don't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't. The Republicans know because how to play
the game. They try to drag them when you have a Julian Castro who is actually, like, you know, fighting this is a war to win to the primaries, and they're dragging, you know, him for coming at Joe Biden's age because, oh my God, be nice to the old guy. And that's the kind of fire that I want to see in the next presidential candidate. I don't want to see someone that is just going to be like holding, you know, flowers and daisies and roses. I don't need that crap. crap right now.
You can still be a patriot and a badass.
Yeah.
And that's what
would be a great motto. I'm a patriot and I'm a badass.
But that's what I think the Democrats are lacking.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
they get the patriot part, they're missing the badass part.
And I think Julian Castro's a badass.
Yeah, well,
I'm not endorsing him, but I do think he's a badass.
He's lower on this guy. I mean, he's not going to be, like, in the end running.
No, and he's kind of become a joke.
No.
And Bernie Sanders, I feel like he was maybe a badass. He was screaming a lot, but look where it got him, in the hospital.
I don't know that A has anything to do with B there, but you know, he's not a badass. I mean, he really is not get dirty, get down, play it hard, play it mean.
He's just a grumpy old man that tells you to get off his stairs.
Yeah. Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
You kids, get off my lawn. And
Elizabeth Warren is just very nice, I feel, even though a lot of people love her.
Yeah, listen, Hillary, who you thought would have been a badass, was just hated.
Well, that's sexist. Okay, that's a whole other conversation.
Well, that's part of that 63 right. million people.
Right, thank you, Ken Charles, as always, hanging out with us today from KNX. And we're moving into some What's the Tea right now.
Yeah, okay, so, guys, coming up in 8 minutes, Prince Harry is so sick of y'all messing with his wife, Meghan Markle. He has something to say coming up, the issue. Girl, he's ready to fight. That's all I got to say.
She's hot.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, the new Channel Q.
All right, honey, we are back with What's the Tea, our entertainment pop culture stories of the day. But first, I want to tell you that guess what? We are doing a contest, basically, for National Coming Out Day and the 1 year anniversary of Channel Q. So we're going to be flying you out and a friend to, you know, LA, of course. We're going to be putting you up in West Hollywood, taking you to a bar, the world famous Abbey, getting you little tips.
I mean, it sounds like an epic experience.
We're going to be putting you in an amazing hotel, giving you two tickets to, you know, LA's biggest sold out event, the Weekend Survive concert. So head over to wearechannelq.com to enter to win for more details. Now let's dive into this tea because, girl, it's hot and I'm looking for the honey.
All right.
So Prince Harry, honey, he has just issued a statement where he's basically taking a very powerful stance, which I'm so proud of him for doing, where he's standing up for his wife, Meghan Markle, because Meghan Markle, ever since she became, you know, she became kind of put into that family and now basically a princess in some sorts. She has received so much backlash for little things here and there in the press.
Yeah.
And everyone has just treated her like crap. And, you know, Prince Harry, it clearly has shown that he has had enough of it. He issued this whole statement against the ruthless treatment that he says his wife, Meghan Markle, has received in the British tabloid press. He says this. He said, "Unfortunately, my wife has become one of the latest victims of a British tabloid press that wages campaigns against individuals with no thought to the consequences." A ruthless campaign that has escalated over the year throughout her pregnancy and while raising our newborn. He continues to go on to say, and he even, this was the really super powerful part that I took about it, because he kind of evoked the memory of his late mother, Princess Diana, saying, he said, "Because my deepest fear is history repeating itself." He said, "I lost my mother, and now I watch my wife falling victim to the same powerful forces."
Oh my God, I just got chills.
And it's one of those things where you know, Prince Harry, let's be real, he has kind of always been the guy that has kind of been outside of the norm of what you would think of a president, not a president, but a prince.
Yeah.
Where he's very kind of the rebel of the family, and he's shown that with, you know, the women that he dates and the kind of the little scandals that he's been
through. Yeah, he was like partying out and about. He's trying to be a regular guy.
And he also has a little temper on him. I love that he has a moment where he has said, "Enough is enough. You will not treat my wife like this. She is an incredible person, and I'm standing up for my family because you will not do what you did to my mother." And that, and they're actually suing, they're doing a huge lawsuit against all of these, a lot of different British press tabloids. And he said, saying that, you know, "I didn't want to, you know, have to do this," but he said, "I think that it's very, very necessary." He said the positive coverage of the past week from these same publications exposed the double standards of the specific press pack that has vilified her almost daily for the past 9 months. She is the same woman she was a year ago on our wedding day, just as the same woman you've seen on this African tour. He said, "A silent witness to her private suffering for too long, and that he said to stand back and do nothing would be contrary to everything we believe in."
That's powerful.
So, yeah, he's honestly, and I got so turned on reading this because I was like, I need a man
to stand up
for me, honey. I
kind of felt like that. I was like, goals, and where's mine?
You know, I don't really like to say relationship goals, but honey, I clearly, there's something to be said about a white man that is just ready to fight for you. I love that. It's beautiful. If you want to head over to our website for more tea, of course, on our entertainment pop culture stories, head over to wearechannelq.com and make sure to keep us favorited on that radio.com app.
Now, what city has banned the term illegal alien? We'll tell you that right after this on What's Trending in the News, top of the hour.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, the new Channel Q.
So we have 4 days left until our amazing kind of celebration of Channel Q and our 1 year anniversary in the National Coming Out Day. Our contest is over. We're flying you and a friend out to the home of Channel Q right here in LA, California for a weekend getaway. Or if you live in California or somewhere around California, a staycation. We're going to put you up and take you out in West Hollywood for a happy hour at the world famous Abbey. And then we're going to put you in an amazing hotel. We're going to give you 2 tickets to LA's biggest event of the year. It is sold out, by the way. These tickets won't be found anywhere except for in this moment. It's a We Can't Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl starring Taylor Swift, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, Camila Cabello, Billie Eilish, so many like Channel Q celebrities that will be there and performing. It's going to be a moment. Celebrate Channel Q's coming out and National Coming Out Day. Go to wearechannelq.com to enter to win, because guess what, girl? You got 4 days left. And if you're not a part of it, you're missing out. And a little birdie told me that a ton of people have signed up. So you got to get in.
Yeah, it's a hot ticket.
I'm telling you, honey.
Now let's get into what's trending in the news right now. Top of the hour. New York City has banned the term illegal alien when used with intent to demean, humiliate, or harass a person. That's from the city. So the city's new guidelines announced last week also banned discrimination against someone based on their English proficiency. And threats to call immigration authorities on someone based on a discriminatory motive, which is really amazing. This is a huge move. The violations can result in fines up to $250,000. And, you know, that term illegal alien.
Honestly, I'm happy that we're charging racists. If you're going to be racist, it should hit your pocket.
I mean, but, like, that's a term that
you
I feel like.
You need to be poor racist at the end of the day.
A lot of people, like, I have a green card, and it's a joke. A lot of times you're an illegal alien.
Yeah, because you're white, and they feel like they can make that joke, and it's probably white people making that joke, let's be honest.
Yeah, but, like, so, I think it's something that we all need to be aware of, because you can be fined in New York, and other cities, I'm sure, will start to implement that, too, at a certain point.
Yeah, maybe you need to be fined if you're going to make those jokes. You got to learn a little something.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you being fined.
So the commission listed hypothetical examples of violations, okay? Listen to this.
Okay.
A hotel prohibiting its housekeepers from speaking another language because it would offend guests. Woo! So you could actually be fined. This is discrimination.
As you should.
Yeah. I want to have some of that bell every time I read these. A landlord threatens to call U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement if an Indian immigrant family complains in housing court after they find mold and cockroaches in their unit.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
That's very specific.
Yeah, that is very. This is like.
That is like wildly specific.
A story.
And they're saying these are hypothetical examples. This is a very specific.
A store owner tells 2 people speaking Thai to speak English or go back to your country. I mean, that happens for a lot of different people, not just Thai people.
You need to be. I'm so happy. Like, I'm saying, you know, there's this idea of, like, not feeling like people need to be held accountable for things and what they say. And it's not okay, even if it's a slip of the mouth. I think that even for it, we're talking about racists here. But, like, even people that have, like, those moments where they feel like they're the ones that aren't racist. They are the ones that have those stereotypical kind of, like, they have stereotypes in their brain and their programs. And I think that's how you really change behavior. You have to get out of that. And I'm sorry. You got to pay the fine sometimes.
Well, let's be clear. We all have inherent biases, and act like we don't is crazy.
Let's
be aware. Let's be more aware. Now, the Human Rights Campaign has confirmed that Bernie Sanders will now attend the HRC CNN LGBTQ town hall in LA October 10th. But I mean, with everything that's happened to his health, it's October 2nd. He just got those 2 stints, and like, he has chest issues. He's in the hospital. I wonder if he'll be able to make it. He didn't make that last LGBTQ town hall, so I think it would be important for him to be here, but if his health is still bad, who knows?
No, I mean, he's at this point, they said it's indefinite, like his campaign, like he's halted everything. So
yeah,
I
mean, he stopped
everything. That's appearances as well, so I doubt he's probably not going to do it now.
Yeah, pretty much everyone else is confirmed, all the other candidates, and a recent report actually highlighted how coverage of LGBTQ issues have essentially vanished from mainstream media outlets after Trump was elected and have remained largely absent from coverage for the past 3 years.
Not if you watch the LGBTQ forum that happened with the Advocate, GLAAD.
Yeah, and not if you listen to Channel Q. We cover all that.
I mean, but well, we also don't talk to presidential candidates yet. But I do think that is why you pay attention to that, because we create our own space when the mainstream media won't.
Yeah, that's a sad statistic right now. Now, there's an update on the story of the bisexual teen who died by suicide. We talked about that earlier in the week. He was, of course, outed online, and the family wants criminal charges brought in the case. But unfortunately, this local prosecutor won't take action because he does have a history of anti-LGBTQ statements. Mm. This happened in Manchester, Tennessee. Channing Tatum, who's 16, is this person.
Channing Smith.
Not Tatum. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry.
I know. It's
oh,
the
my
same
God.
Name,
I can't believe I said that.
No,
Channing
it's
Smith.
Fine. It's fine. It's
Channing
fine.
Smith. So addressing a group of ministers in 2018, this is this Coffee County District Attorney Craig Northcott said he wouldn't prosecute domestic violence cases involving same-sex couples and did not recognize homosexual marriage. And he has denied that he isn't pursuing the case involving Channing Smith. So this is something we'll continue to follow because it can change the way things are dealt with in terms of whether it be bullying or if people are called out on social media for being who they are.
Hold people accountable. And sometimes those consequences have really big, repercussions. Like, it's not something to be played with.
And that was some what's trending in the news. Top of the hour right here on Let's Go There. And coming up, we have a very special person joining us in the studio.
Oh, my God. She's a friend. We love her. She's a new artist. Nova Miller, singer, multi-instrumentalist. And she's out all the way from Stockholm. She is coming in to talk all about her new single, Do It Myself, coming out October 4th. So, honey, stay tuned for that interview because it's one for the books.
Let's Go There with Shira and Ryan, the new Channel Q.
So we have a very, very special guest here in studio. One of my fave people ever. Her name is Nova Miller. She's a singer, multi-instrumentalist, and she's all the way from Stockholm. Welcome to Let's Go There, Nova.
Hey, that intro... That was so good.
You know, where's my bell? Where's my bell? Here's my bell. Wait, we gotta do it.
Yes. Cheap sound effects. And what a fun look you have. Like, it's like 70s, modern.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like a 60s retro.
Okay.
Like,
I'm in the wrong
diva.
Era.
Yeah.
No, that's you were basically.
60s.
Retro is very still
right.
Bad.
Okay, good. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Like
just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
So what inspires that? Because I remember first meeting you and that was the first thing that I complimented was your look.
Thank you. I remember having like, I was wearing like I looked like a flight attendant. Do you remember
that?
Yes, but I was living for it.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah. It was everything.
Yeah.
But I guess, how does that inspire who Nova Miller is and kind of presents herself to the world?
Well, I've always been kind of like an old soul. Yeah. I've always been very like mature for my age. I never really like was that interested in trends. I never really connected with people my age that much, and I just think the 60s was such an iconic like era. Like, all, you know, the colors were so nice.
Yeah.
and it was really like just interesting.
Yeah.
I think every outfit was like a fashion statement.
Yeah,
you know. And it was really like they were playing a lot with the masculine and the feminine looks. It was so specific, and I love playing around with those two and like kind of mixing them a little bit. I mean, today I look really feminine, but you know what I mean?
So you're saying you take on like you're not just right now you're beautiful.
Thank
and,
you.
Yeah, your hair
Thank
is
you.
Long and bodacious and blonde. But you're saying like what do you mean when you take on the masculine?
I love playing around with wearing suits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I was wearing a suit the
we
other day.
We love a power suit.
Yeah.
Shira has a power blazer. It's our power color. It's red. And every time she wears
cute.
That blazer, it's like her power. She's walking
she's
into
ready.
The room.
Yeah, don't look at me now.
But it's like, you know, she's walking and there's like no air. And you're like, why is your hair blowing in the wind? Like, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. You're just ready to go on the catwalk.
Yes. We're just into a business meeting. Close
but
that deal.
Of course, you're here to promote your music, your new song.
Yes, I am.
Do It Myself, which is releasing October 4th.
Do It To Myself.
So tell us a little bit about that song, because obviously it's like the world. world's kind of take on hearing what Nova's bringing to the table.
It is. It's so much fun. And I just want to say, first of all, I feel so lucky to be here and like to have this be like the first interview I have for this single.
I know, it literally is.
I know.
Wow,
and you guys are so important. And like, I just feel really like lucky to be here and be talking to you guys about this. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so Do It To Myself is a retro pop bop.
It's really good.
It's the saddest, or it's the happiest, most sad. It's the happiest, saddest song. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I get it because, and we're about to play some of it, but you're talking about like sabotaging things, like saying it's not about you messing me up. I'm already messed up.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I could literally talk about this song forever because it means so much to me. I just feel like, you know, we put ourselves in the most uncomfortable situations. Like, we think that everyone cares about us, but the truth is we are literally our own biggest enemies.
Yeah,
you know,
so
we
true,
judge ourselves and we talk like we literally like bully ourselves.
My God, you're so young and already so wise.
Oh,
I didn't realize this until older age.
Yeah, I just think it's important that the way we talk to ourselves, it has to be positive in some way.
Loving.
Because because it's so like important, I feel like. And
self-love at your age.
Of course.
I'm not like, I'm not trying to be ageist, but I'm just blown away. That's why you say you're an old soul, because can I say you're you're still a teenager, late teens, you know.
Yeah.
And
she grown though.
Yeah.
She can
no,
she wanted to.
I mean, she's very mature, but to be able to express that, and within your music, it's not, it doesn't feel childish or superficial.
No, thank you very much. And that has taken me like a while to get here. It's not like I just popped this song out. You know what I mean? Like, I started working in music when I was like 12. Professionally with my manager. Yeah, and I've been so focused and so like ambitious from such a young age. And
well, now's the time. I want you to intro the song because I want the world to hear a little bit of this moment. It's going to be incredible. So tell everyone what they're about to listen to.
You are about to listen to a song called Do It To Myself, and I just want you to sit back, enjoy the lyrics, and feel it.
I've been hurt, babe. I'm tuck off, nicking broken. My trust was stolen, so now I ain't that open. When it comes to love, I overthink everything too much. I'm saying that I don't even mean, so you don't need to drive me crazy, 'cause I'll do that to myself.
Myself, releasing October 4th, and we were talking about how, you know, it's about kind of recognizing your own toxic behavior.
Exactly.
I just want to know, I guess for you though, what is your definition of self-love?
Oh, that's such a good question. My definition of self-love is to do things that make you happy. And that sounds really basic.
Yeah.
But it could literally be something like not giving your energy to people that are draining, like meditating, finding ways to like get to know yourself and know what makes you happy and just bring more of that into your life.
Now head over to WeAreChannelQ.com for the full interview with Nova, because honey, she's dropping all of the gems.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, the new Channel Q.
All right, so 4 days left, like I said earlier, honey. 4 days left because we are running a contest, and that contest is going to be over in just 4 days. And basically, you know, how we're celebrating our one-year anniversary and National Coming Out Day, which happened on the same day, October 11th, we're going to be flying you and a friend, our listeners who we really love, you know, to the home of Channel Q right here in Los Angeles, California for a weekend staycation getaway. Now, we're going to take you out in West Hollywood for happy hour at the world famous Abbey. We're going to put you up in the most amazing hotel, honey.
Yeah.
And then we're going to give you two tickets to LA's biggest event of the year. It's a sold out event. It's a We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Come celebrate Channel Q's coming out and National Coming Out Day. It's like, duh, why would you not? Go to WeAreChannelQ.com to enter to win, and make sure to do it because, like I said, 4 days left until this contest is over on October 6th.
Yeah, now that's some good news, but our next story that we're about to get into, we're not sure if it's good news or bad news, and if it has anything to do with who's going to win the 2020 election.
We know it's for sure bad news.
Okay, here it is. The numbers are out how much Donald Trump has raised in the third quarter.
So, every candidate, to be honest.
Yeah, and we're about to get into that too. But the news is that Donald Trump basically raised more than every Democratic candidate. He raised a total of $125 million in the third quarter from these pro-Trump groups, include joint fundraising entities with the GOP. They've raised actually $308 million in total in 2019.
Wow.
And $156 million cash on hand. So what does that say? Does that mean, is fundraising money directly correlated with who's going to win?
I mean,
that's the big question.
I think that is a very interesting question because I feel like we're hearing all this talk in the middle of, and obviously we're in the middle of this impeachment, and Donald Trump is still kind of winning in some ways. He's still, people still want to support him, even though, and people with large amounts of money still want to support him. And, you know, he went on during award season, he kind of had a fundraiser out here in Beverly Hills where he probably made a large chunk out of that. And it's just crazy to see that, you know, he is doing probably from some very sketchy things and he's raising this money and people
want
to
have him. Yeah, I would love to break it down to see. I would love to know who, like, where it's coming from, if it's a few people that are donating a lot of money or if it's a lot of people donating a
little bit of money. Well, that's normally how it is. I believe it's donated in scale, especially when it comes to fundraisers. It's like high priorities when they're putting in like the hundreds of thousands and the millions, they get to actually meet him. So it's kind of like they do packages.
Yeah.
And so there's packages where, you know, you get to actually talk to Donald Trump, you get to have a meeting with him in a kind of a personal kind of, hey, this is blah, blah, blah. And this is kind of when they probably have those meetings where they're like, all right, so if I break off this check for $100 million or something,
what do you give me?
What do I get into this set? And what, you know, can you do me a favor? His favorite line.
A lot of favors.
And so it's
I want to see this list of favors.
It's very interesting to see that in spite of everything, he's still pulling in such a crazy amount of money.
Okay, who do you think has raised the most from the Democrats?
If I'm guessing, to be honest, because this is coming from probably like how well he did in 2016, I would probably think of Bernie Sanders is pulling forward.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, really?
Is that ding, ding, ding? And this isn't fake. I didn't share this with Ryan before. You are right, though, Ryan.
And I'm also smart.
You are such a smart
pants. I'm very critical.
Okay.
Critical
Teacher's
thinking.
Pets.
Critical thinking.
So yeah, Bernie Sanders, and which is, it's crazy because he's put everything on pause. He's raised $25.3 million. And September was his single best month of fundraising in the 2020 election cycle so far. Since his campaign launched in February, Sanders has raised $61.5 million from a total of 3.3 million individual donations. Now, next on that list is, and this is surprising, Pete Buttigieg. He raised $19 million third quarter.
That's very surprising, actually, because, well, he's been the one. I know there's only, I don't think he's, yeah, he raised a good amount of money this quarter.
And it's from
quarter.
A small amount of donors, though, too.
But also, he did not, he's not included, like, because I know we're about to get into this, but the Democratic debate in October is coming up, and they've announced the lineup for it. But there's some people that automatically qualify for November's, and he is a part of that. Wow, so he's raising a ton of money.
Yeah, it's from 182,000 new donors. Average donation, $32. I love these little tidbits. Kamala Harris, $11.6 million. So that's a big drop between Pete and Kamala.
Well, she's also dropping in the polls as well. It's one of those things where it's Cory Booker and Kamala. You've kind of seen them take this big drop. And also, like, you know, Beto O'Rourke. It's one of those things where they've had these strong starts and they've had these moments where people thought, like, oh, they are killing it. They're going to be the ones to watch out for. But, you know, it's shown over the course of time that it's not hasn't happened
that
way.
Yeah, because Beto had broken records for the how much he raised the first 24 hours.
Yeah.
Now, Andrew Yang, who
Bernie broke that record.
Yeah. Andrew Yang, I'm still surprised. He raised $10 million third quarter from 300,000
donors. He's a tech guy. He has so much.
He knows money.
A lot of people like have a lot of money. And then he did that. I don't know if it's necessarily going to that. What did that guy say when we had that interview about him doing that $1,000 thing for people to kind of sign up on his website?
I feel like
with that with that lottery, it comes people probably being like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to support this guy financially as well.
Aren't you hit up on your emails after we went to the Pete and the Kamala event? No, we just, yeah, we went to Kamala, no, and Cory Booker event.
I went to Cory Booker.
I'm emailed all the time. I should just press that. I don't want to get those emails.
Well, here's
anymore.
The thing. I haven't donated to anyone. I want to donate closer to it when it's like kind of time before the primaries for sure. But I want to start donating to a lot of these people kind of get knocked off because there's way too many people still kind of in this race.
And to be clear, I can't vote because I'm Canadian. I have a green card. But it was more to go to the events. I was a big fan of Cory Booker. And then we wanted to see Kamala Harris, of course. By the way, just the former Vice President Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, they have not yet announced. So I just wanted to say why we haven't mentioned them, because they might be on top of that list, but they didn't announce what they earned, so that's what happens. Now, coming up, we've got what's trending in the news, top of the hour. What app is replacing Gay Tumblr for all your thirst needs? We're revealing that after this.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, the new Channel Q.
Okay, there's 4 days left. Only 4 days left. It's happening. It's National Coming Out Day and the one-year anniversary of Channel Q. Are you excited, Ryan?
I am so excited.
Okay, well, we're going to be celebrating, but we also want you to celebrate. What are we doing? We're flying you and a friend out to the home of Channel Q. That's right, Los Angeles, California, for a weekend getaway. Now, you know, even if you're close by, a few hours away, make it a staycation. It's that easy. We're going to be taking you out to West Hollywood for happy hour, the world-famous Abbey, which is awesome. We're putting you up in an amazing hotel. You don't need to do anything. You just got to submit your name and all the info at wearechannelq.com. We're also giving you 2 tickets to LA's biggest event of the year, We Can't Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl. We're going to be there partying, and we want you to join us too. And, Taylor Swift's going to be there performing, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, everyone who we air their music here on Channel Q, and basically who have had the top songs of the year, Camila Cabello, and so much more. So celebrate Channel Q's coming out and National Coming Out Day in LA. Go to wearechannelq.com to enter, to win, and for more details, wearechannelq.com. That is our website. All right, let's get into what's trending in the news right now, top of the hour. Are you a fan of Will Smith, Ryan?
Of course. I mean, if you're not following him on Instagram, then what are you actually doing with your life?
I mean, yeah, he's killing it on social media. Well, he's killing it everywhere, and he's bringing back the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Not as a TV show, but the clothing. He's launching a Bel-Air-inspired clothing line from the show. It's called Bel-Air Athletics, and it's a unisex collection.
That's actually so
cute. It's called Bel-Air Athletics. Yeah,
it's really smart.
It could have been cheesy.
No, it couldn't have, because it's like the idea of being in a private school and like you have like the gym bag and the shorts, all that type of stuff. It's actually very, and especially 90s-esque, that's a very cute style.
Yeah, so it includes
nothing Will Smith can do is cheesy, Shira.
I was wondering, that's what I wanted to ask you. You are the Slate guy and you're the fashion icon here in the studio.
Not that he's just, it doesn't even have to do with that. It's just who he is. He's an iconic individual.
So yeah, it includes a reversible Academy track jacket, with a bold paisley print. He has this heat-reactive tie-dye graphic tee, UV-reactive t-shirts, very futuristic. And it also has a lot of accessories, embroidered hats, phone ring, socks, gym bag. You can check out the items from the limited edition collection. And the pieces are available now through October 14th, so it's limited. Go to Will Smith's official website, shop.willsmith.com for that. Now let's get into Tumblr. Well, Tumblr, Gay Tumblr is dead. Can you explain? Do most people know what Gay Tumblr was?
Yeah, it's just the gay community there, and maybe there was some porn thrown in there.
Okay, so it wasn't just all porn. It was mixed.
It was just like gay kind of, little conversations are like just things that pointed out from the community where it's like just, it's like gay Twitter where it's like the community relates in things where there's, you know, maybe things that other gay people can relate to, sort of, et cetera.
Well, now that Tumblr's kind of basically dead, it's that community is moving over to another app, an app called TikTok. So now, and I didn't realize this, and we've been on TikTok for a bit, me and Ryan, but like, have you ever seen the gay TikTok that people are talking about here?
No, tell me more.
So, well, one, TikTok has 500 million active users worldwide. So this isn't, it's a new app, it's just the mainstream and more people are jumping on it, but it's not like it's a small app. So there's a huge audience and the queer user base is growing. A lot of young people identify as queer as on the rise. Nearly half of TikTok users are between the ages of 16 and 24 because Gen Z is so queer. This is according to Vice, by the way. They said, because Gen Z is so queer, with only 48% who identify as exclusively heterosexual, a lot of that group is queer people and basically moving towards the app. Gay TikTok they have a lot of different identifiers. The more queer people you know, the more they will come up. And they have tags like hashtags. So they have a hashtag called Girls Who Kiss Girls, and that has 37.1 million views. They have hashtag Lesbian Check. And they have users like GayNGG, made up of a bunch of young queer people who are also popular on TikTok. So it seems like it's growing over there, which is, it's great to see because we've been known about this app for a while, and it was really about lip sync and dancing and all that, and how a lot of young people, but it's cool to see it moving into something more important.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So do you think you're going to launch your TikTok profile?
Know,
I don't know. I think you need
I
to do
have
it.
One, but here's the thing. Sometimes, you know, if I wasn't a part of the first kind of wave, then I don't know if I need to be on there. I feel like you got to let the kids do what the kids do.
But what I'm saying is I don't think it's just kids anymore. I mean, Will Smith just launched his TikTok. We had Reese Witherspoon earlier this week.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
I think it is time,
Ryan.
It just
feels like it takes a lot of work.
It all is a lot of work.
No,
all the social media stuff is
like
so much work.
TikTok, specifically TikTok, because you have to kind of plan it out and all these things. It's like, it just feels like, what? I don't have time to direct a full feature film.
No, do it like me. You just throw your camera in your face and other people's faces.
Nah, I don't. You know me. I don't do anything half-assed.
Okay.
Not saying what you do.
No, say it. Say it.
Oh, God.
You know, that was, I think, the first drag of the show, so I was waiting for
it. No, it wasn't. There's been plenty of other drags.
Okay, well, now that was what's trending in the news, top of the hour. We do that every hour here on Let's Go There. But we're getting into our question of the day, and it's relating to Hillary Clinton. So she came out and talked about her gutsiest thing that she's done. And one of them was definitely running for president. That was very gutsy, publicly, politically. But the other gutsy thing she did was staying in her marriage to former President Bill Clinton.
And she said it, not us. And that is honestly, when she said that, my mouth dropped. Because it is very true. I just didn't think she was ever going to actually say something like that.
I mean, yeah, which I wish she was this real when she ran for president. Because I feel like it would have helped. Like,
she
this
had
was
to learn.
This was the realness that we wanted to see. Like,
she had to learn.
Right? So here's what she had to say on ABC's Good Morning America.
Time, but can I ask you, what's the gutsiest thing you've ever done? Ah, boy, I think the gutsiest thing I ever done, well, personally, make the decision to stay in my marriage. Publicly, politically, run for president and keep going. Just get up every day and keep going.
Okay. Hillary Clinton finally getting real. Well, it got us wondering, not just about being gutsy. That was a gutsy thing for her to even reveal. But do you believe that when someone cheats, that they deserve a second chance? We want to hear from you. Just give us a call. 833-77-CALL-Q. 833-772-2557.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, the new Channel Q.
Okay, there's 4 days left. Only 4 days left. It's happening. It's National Coming Out Day and the one-year anniversary of Channel Q. Are you excited, Ryan?
I am so excited.
Okay, well, we're going to be celebrating, but we also want you to celebrate. What are we doing? We're flying you and a friend out to the home of Channel Q. That's right, Los Angeles, California, for a weekend getaway. Now, you know, even if you're close by, a few hours away, make it a staycation. It's that easy. We're going to be taking you out to West Hollywood for happy hour at the world-famous Abbey, which is awesome. We're putting you up in an amazing hotel. You don't need to do anything. You just got to submit your name and all the info at wearechannelq.com. We're also giving you
two tickets to LA's biggest event of the year, We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl. We're going to be there partying, and we want you to join us too. And, there, you know, Taylor Swift's going to be there performing, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, everyone who we air their music here on Channel Q, and basically who have had the top songs of the year, Camila Cabello, and so much more. So celebrate Channel Q's coming out and National Coming Out Day in LA. Go to WeAreChannelQ.com to enter to win. And for more details, WeAreChannelQ.com. That is our website. All right, let's get into what's trending in the news right now, top of the hour. Are you a fan of Will Smith, Ryan?
Of course. I mean, if you're not following him on Instagram, then what are you actually doing with your life?
I mean, yeah, he's killing it on social media. Well, he's killing it everywhere, and he's bringing back the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Not as a TV show, but the clothing. He's launching a Bel-Air-inspired clothing line from the show. It's called Bel-Air Athletics, and it's a unisex collection.
That's actually so
It's called Bel-Air Athletics. Yeah,
that's really smart.
It could have been cheesy.
No, it couldn't have, because it's like the idea of being in a private school and like you have like the gym bag and the shorts, all that type of stuff. It's actually very, and especially 90s-esque, that's a very cute style.
Yeah, so it includes a... Yeah.
Nothing Will Smith can do is cheesy, Shira.
I was wondering, that's what I wanted to ask you. You are the Slate guy and you're the fashion icon here in the studio.
Not that he's just, it doesn't even have to do with that. It's just who he is. He's an iconic individual.
So yeah, it includes a reversible Academy track jacket, with a bold paisley print. He has this heat-reactive tie-dye graphic tee, UV-reactive t-shirts, very futuristic. And it also has a lot of accessories, embroidered hats, phone ring, socks, gym bag. You can check out the items from the limited edition collection. And the pieces are available now through October 14th, so it's limited. Go to Will Smith's official website, shop.willsmith.com for that. Now let's get into... Tumblr. Well, Tumblr, gay Tumblr is dead. Can you explain? Do most people know what gay Tumblr was?
Yeah, it's just the gay community there, and maybe there was some porn thrown in there.
Okay, so it wasn't just all porn. It was mixed.
It's just like gay kind of, you know, little conversations or like just things that pointed out from the community where it's like just, it's like gay Twitter where it's like the community relates in things where that's, you know, maybe things that other gay people can relate to, sort of, et cetera.
Well, now that Tumblr's kind of basically dead, that community is moving over to another app, an app called TikTok. So now, and I didn't realize this, and we've been on TikTok for a bit, me and Ryan, but like, have you ever seen the gay TikTok that people are talking about here?
No, tell me more.
So, well, one, TikTok has 500 million active users worldwide. So this isn't, it's a new app. It's just the mainstream and more people are jumping on it. But it's not like it's a small app. So there's a huge audience. And the queer user base is growing. A lot of young people identify as queer as on the rise. Nearly half of TikTok users are between the ages of 16 and 24. Because Gen Z is so queer. This is according to Vice, by the way. They said, because Gen Z is so queer, with only 48% who identify as exclusively heterosexual, a lot of that group is queer people and basically moving towards the app. Gay TikTok they have a lot of different identifiers. The more queer people you know, the more they will come up. And they have tags like hashtags. So they have a hashtag called Girls Who Kiss Girls, and that has 37.1 million views. They have hashtag Lesbian Check. And they have users like Gay NGG, made up of a bunch of young queer people who are also popular on TikTok. So it seems like it's growing over there, which is, it's great to see, because we've been known about this app for a while, and it was really about lip sync and dancing and all that, and it had a lot of young people, but it's cool to see it moving into something more important.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So do you think you're going to launch your TikTok profile?
Know,
I don't know. I think you need
I
to do it.
I have one, but here's the thing. Sometimes, you know, if I wasn't a part of the first kind of wave, then I don't know if I need to be on there. I feel like you got to let the kids do what the kids got to
do. What I'm saying is I don't think it's just kids anymore. I mean, Will Smith just launched his TikTok. We had Reese Witherspoon earlier this week.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
I think it is time,
Ryan. It just
feels
like it takes a lot of work.
It all is a lot of work.
No,
all the social media stuff is
like
so much work.
Specifically TikTok, because you have to kind of plan it out and all these things. It's like, it just feels like, what? I don't have time to direct a full feature film.
No, do it like me. You just throw your camera in your face and other people's faces.
Nah, I don't. You know me. I don't do anything half-assed.
Okay.
Not saying what you do.
No, say it.
Oh, God.
You know, that was, I think, the first drag of the show, so I was waiting for
it. No, it wasn't. There's been plenty of other drags.
Okay, well, now we, well, that was what's trending in the news, top of the hour. We do that every hour here on Let's Go There, but we're getting into our question of the day, and it's relating to Hillary Clinton. So she came out and talked about her gutsiest thing that she's done. And one of them was definitely running for president. That was very gutsy, publicly, politically. But the other gutsy thing she did was staying in her marriage to former President Bill Clinton.
And she said it, not us. And that is honestly, when she said that, my mouth dropped, because it is very true. I just didn't think she was ever going to actually say something like that.
I mean, yeah, which I wish she was this real when she ran for president, because I feel like it would have helped. Like,
she
this
had
was
to learn.
This was the realness that we wanted to see. Like,
she had to learn.
Right? So
yeah.
Here's what she had to say on ABC's Good Morning America.
But can I ask you, what's the gutsiest thing you've ever done? Ah, boy, I think the gutsiest thing I ever done, well, personally, make the decision to stay in my marriage. Publicly, politically, run for president and keep going. Just get up every day and keep going.
Okay. Hillary Clinton finally getting real. Well, it got us wondering, not just about being gutsy. That was a gutsy thing for her to even reveal. But do you believe that when someone cheats that they deserve a second chance? We want to hear from you. Just give us a call. 833-77-CALL-Q. 833-772-2557.
I think, to be quite honest, once a cheater, always a cheater. And I would never be able to bring back that trust or try. Even if I said I wanted to work something out, I don't think I could ever actually get out of the mind frame of being like, I wonder what they're doing. Are they being truthful here? Like, all these thoughts would race through my head. And I mean, some people can, you know, kind of forgive and move on. But for me, no way, Jose.
I think that, whoa, okay, you brought the bell in. I think you really have to be fighting for something bigger, right? Like, and I do think it depends on the person. And there are douchebags. But by the way, if you're dating a douchebag evil person that is just like evil in all ways, and
you don't gotta be an evil person.
You know, but yeah, exactly. But I do think sometimes there are moments in relationships where you just have a bad period, and both people are responsible for that. And sometimes things go off the rails. And I think that it could actually make you stronger if you could come back to it and forgive. And that doesn't mean you forget, but if you can be open about what happened and why. And it actually could make your relationship stronger. And, you know, I've seen a lot of different couples that have had moments of, you know, moments in their relationship where things were bad. And because of that, they weren't having connection. And because of that, they weren't having intimacy. And someone did fall out of that relationship. And
they
should have
broke up with him then.
But there was a reason. It was a symptom of something bigger. And when they were able to finally come together and say, you know what, is this worth ending it? You know, because in the end, we are animalistic. And if we're not getting something in a relationship, we will look the other way.
No.
Yes, we will look the other way.
That's like, so you're basically saying, you're saying because we're animalistic that you don't have self-control. And if you're also talking about,
I think if you're not
fighting,
getting something very core in your relationship,
if you're
going to look in the
other
direction.
If you're that you're talking about that is bigger than you, then you should have realized that it was bigger than you before you cheated.
No one is perfect. We all go through times in our life where we are weak and vulnerable, and we aren't necessarily, we're in a dark place. And if you can come out of that and have an awareness.
But if you have that awareness, then why is it not easy for you to break up with someone? Why is it not to be like, I'm not going to drag your feelings into this. I can't do this anymore because I'm about to cheat and I don't want to cheat on you.
What I'm saying is usually when you're cheating, you're going yourself through a dark, rough time. So you don't necessarily have the awareness to say
selfish
to yourself.
It is selfish.
I'm not saying it's not selfish.
But why would you want to be with a selfish person?
I'm saying that we go through moments where we are not our best. And I don't think that relationships are all like, you know, unicorns and rainbows. And it's always like you're in the best place. And sometimes we do go to dark places as in a relationship, but also individually. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but in the end, you have to, if you look back at your relationship, you say, you know what, we have a lot of history. I still believe we have a lot that we want to create together in a future. And if you could come out of that dark place and, you know, see that and be more aware and forgive yourself, forgive the other person if you were the one who cheated, you could actually make it stronger.
Does that also mean that you're actually, the person that cheated is actually telling them that they cheated, or the other person is like finding out that they cheated? Like,
it could be either. It could be either. And it does suck. Need a lot of repair. I'm not saying there's not a lot of work that needs to be done.
I think there's something to be said. If someone, like, once you cheat and you're still hiding it and not coming forward, that shows to me that you don't really want to improve it. Because if you wanted to improve it, you would basically step up for the accountability of your mistakes. Well, yeah. And you would say, I did this, now I do want to work on the bigger picture. But oftentimes it does not happen because they don't want to, they don't want to hurt someone further.
Well, the only way you'd be able to give someone a second chance is if you had an open conversation about it. So that's why I say...
Not necessarily. If you find out, and basically that's when you're confronting them, and that's when they're like coming to you, and then that's when the conversation is open. That's a different kind of situation.
Well, listen, we're going to go to your social media responses, but we do want to hear from you. This is, I think you've either been on one side or the other of this situation. Do you believe that when someone cheats, they deserve a second chance? We are at 833-77-CALL-Q, 833-772-2557 to sound off.
For the break, Shira and I were kind of divided. I don't think.
Kind of.
Yeah, we're most definitely divided. I don't think cheaters deserve a second chance, but Shira feels like you do in some ways. Like, if you kind of, related it to saying, like, love is, there's some love that's just worth fighting for.
And yeah, and I do believe if you could look at it not as, like, it's your, if you're in the relationship and someone does that, if you could look at it as, it's not my fault necessarily, but we could both take responsibility for what was missing in the relationship and why someone veered off the rails. Not to say it's the right way to handle it. It could have been because of the dynamic, or it could be because of what they're going through. A lot of times cheating happens. It's a self-love thing. It's saying that, like, I need this attention so bad that I need to get it from outside of myself versus from within.
I have so many thoughts on that, but our phone lines are blowing up. We have Sabrina from Palm Springs on the line. What are your thoughts about our question of the day?
I think that people should get second chances because of what Shira said. And that sometimes people are really vulnerable. Maybe they went through a trauma. And especially women can be vulnerable to men and end up in a situation where they are cheating. I think that's not their fault.
I haven't heard that. I think that vulnerability can happen with both genders or whatever you identify as. But I do think there is something associated with trauma and healing to be able, like, a lot of times you're just looking for love and then it ends up coming out as cheating, by the way.
I think that's something to work through. And also I've heard, especially when it comes to women or whatever, however you do, it's not as simple as just like having sex with someone. There's an emotional tie to it when it comes to cheating. Like, there's an emotional vulnerability that you have, like a connection with someone, because it's like, for women,
you're missing something in your relationship.
Yeah, it's harder to just, it's not like you're doing it for the sex. Like, often how it's been portrayed and the narrative for men has been, it's just been very sex based.
Yeah. Sabrina, have you been through a situation like this?
Yeah.
Okay, and how did you get through it?
If only you feel comfortable sharing.
My boyfriend is just understanding about it because he knows the traumas I've been through and how serious they are, and that I can easily be taken advantage of by men just because I'm insecure.
Yep. Mm. It's a self-love thing. And I hope and Sabrina, thank you so much for sharing, being vulnerable with us.
Thank you for listening. Yeah. I know we have some passionate responses always and some conversations, but thank you for listening. We love you.
So definitely an interesting take, and we appreciate anyone who calls in and also shares that something that personal.
Yeah, for sure, because you could obviously hear in our voice that was something that was kind of a trigger for her.
It was a lot.
For anyone that is listening to our conversation, if it is a trigger, we want to make sure you hear that and you know that and you feel comfortable enough to... But if your ways, if you continue to listen,
this is a safe space.
Yes. But I do want to say something to this because I think there is something to be said about accountability. I do know people do go through things and there's different traumas that people have to work through. But I do think there's therapy for a reason. And I don't think that it's ever okay to cheat on your partner. I don't think that's ever a reason. And if your partner can be understanding of your traumas and understanding of things. But I do think it is okay if your partner feels like, I can't work through this myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times, and to go back to your point, Shira, about kind of some things are just worth fighting for. If things were worth fighting for, then I don't think it would have gotten to that space. That's my personal opinion. I think you're allowed to have these conversations about difficult, because relationships are not perfect. They will go through the ups and downs, but be open about it before you actually do the action. Doing the action is a very selfish thing.
One, I think that totally, once again, I'm not saying like it's right. I'm saying that once it's happened, and you know, obviously, in hindsight, if you look back at something, you're like, I wish I didn't do that. When you're in the moment, you do the best you can do. And in the moment, whatever.
I don't believe in that.
Well, you know how you know is because you would have, if you wanted to do something different, or you could have, you would have done something different.
But that doesn't mean that you're best. But we gotta go into a little break. We'll keep this conversation going. Give us a call, 833-77-CALL-Q.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, the new Channel Q.
Okay, we were asking you on social media because we were getting into a bit debate about this, me and Ryan, but we wanted to hear from you. Do you believe that when someone cheats, they deserve a second chance? And a lot of you had a lot to say.
Yeah, so Mandy said no. Besides, the trust is broken. The relationship would never be as good as it was. There will always be that fear lingering in the back of the other person's mind. Not healthy. Interesting.
That's why you need a lot of therapy. That's why I do think if you just go through it and then you expect things are going to change, it's probably not. And a lot of people, you will build up resentment and be bitter, but you got to go through therapy and you got to go through healing individually and together.
Someone else said, no one's person answer is the same for others. Some recover from infidelity when it reveals something in the relationship worth fixing for whatever reason. It's their choice. Everyone deserves second chances because we're human and we can all be better, but we can drudge it. We can't drudge it up later.
That's true. I think that the ability, if the relationship's strong enough and had a good enough foundation, and if someone does go astray, I do think it really is powerful to come back together and be able to have that forgiveness.
So I want to know what your thoughts about this. Someone says, it can depend on whom they cheated with, family member or a best friend, if it created a child, many different scenarios.
Oh my God.
And the reason why I read that
that's
is
layered.
Wendy Williams, she got cheated on by her husband, and he ended up creating a child with the woman that he cheated
Ooh,
on.
Well, you just added another layer to the question.
No, I think that's the same thing.
No.
Is that love
I just was
still
talking
worth
about
fighting
pure
for?
Cheating.
No.
I was talking.
Pure cheating can lead to that, especially if you're in a hetero relationship, or it can lead to STIs or STD. Mm. It can lead to things
I guess
that
I
people
wasn't thinking
don't
about
expect.
That.
You have it's all of these layers. That's why I said,
I would
how
say,
could you trust the person?
I mean, if it's like a child, and if you got something from it, that could be hard. Once again, though,
but they were in a duff. They were really in a rough and dark
they were,
place.
Well, they were. Well, yeah, she was addicted to. She had a drug addiction.
No. Don't blame that. How dare you? Why would you go to Wendy Williams and blame her for her ex-husband's business?
How
infidelities?
Do you expect? Listen, I've been with people through.
She probably
alcohol
did
addiction.
The drugs
Wait,
to get over his,
I,
his
probably. I'm not
and,
saying. I'm just saying
he was
that when
also.
When both of you are Allegedly. Messed up and not healed, both people do crazy stuff. His addiction came out as cheating. Her addiction came out as alcohol and drug use.
You don't really.
Yes,
don't,
cheating is actually. It's like going and reaching out to get to deal with something outside of yourself is an addiction. You could be addicted.
Like
it's called.
Up
well, I know. Dr. Chris is against this, but like there is something as like if you're a sex addict or a love addict, and you are not complete inside, you will end up using and abusing other things outside of you, and some of that that could be from drugs to alcohol to sexual relationships and intimacy.
Well, we want you guys to keep the conversation going. Hit us up at We Are Channel Q or on our personals at Shira Lazar, at The Slay God, GAWD, to keep the conversation going. And, you know, if we'll have a whole bunch more responses, then we'll probably bring them up in tomorrow's show, because this is a conversation that is layered and can be, you know, triggering for a lot of people, as we heard today with our caller, oh my God, what was her
Sabrina.
Name? Sabrina, that's right. And so it's one of those things where it's just complicated. But
I think
it's complicated. Okay to have separate opinions.
Of course, which is why we love having this conversation, right? We love talking about it, because a lot of people will decide not to talk about these things with each other because it's scary or weird, or it's like, we're not going to get along.
Yeah.
But that's how we navigate things in life, is if you surround yourself by people that have other opinions and
yes,
want to talk about things
yes.
with love. And there's always love, even if we pretend
okay,
we like, hey.
All right. They know the elevator pitch here. Keep
#inspiration Wednesday
show.
Wisdom.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow. If you missed any of this episode, we post it as a podcast on our site. We are channelq.com or wherever podcasts are available. Tomorrow's show, speaking of forgiveness, man, there's a clip that is going viral of this Dallas police woman who got 10 years for murder and who's being forgiven. And you can see this over video by the victim's brother. And so we'll be getting into that on tomorrow's show. It's a pretty powerful and emotional clip.
Yeah, because we're asking people, like, and we're asking you guys listening, do some people even deserve forgiveness? Mm-hmm. And what does that really look like? So we're going to really be having a deep, you know, kind of hard discussion about forgiveness tomorrow.
That's tomorrow on Let's Go There with Shira and Ryan, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Channel Q. We are sending you love and light.
And honey, remember to slay.
See you tomorrow and stay tuned for Love Line with Dr. Chris right after this.
Bye, guys. Nice.